Chapter 16. Fixing a hole where the pain gets in.
He's feeling very bad right now. I just think you should know. Zell.
The breakup. The next evening, the Slayers were back at work, playing music, doing what they liked most to do. It was the new Lena and Zelos duet. Joey didn't seem the least bit nervous as he took his spot on Zelos's vacated throne. He was about the same size as the older man, so he had no adjustments to make to the kit. He picked up the drumsticks and gave them a confident twirl as Lena announced the new band lineup. Cool. He set the beat with Gowri and the song began. Lena and Zelos shared a secret smile and let loose with the tense introductory vocals. Gowri turned away, wishing to focus on his playing, and not his Lena and his competition. Gowri became increasingly agitated as the dancing progressed, his passion steadily building up to an explosive level. The dancing couldn't even have been described as suggestive, since it didn't imply anything. It screamed sexual excitement. Zelos' hands caressed Lena's body at every opportunity provided, lifting her high overhead, swinging her low, bending her over backwards so that her hair swept the floor. She shouted and grinned with the exhilaration of it. No, Gowri couldn't believe she was unaware of Zelos' intimacy, and yet she never brushed his hands away or frowned when a finger brushed her skin. And they had to have practiced the dancing. Lost. The dancing checked when the instrumentals broke and the pair returned to singing their duet. Then, Gowri noticed, they sang staring deeply into one another's eyes and undulating to the rhythm sensuously. The crowd went nuts. His stomach clenched as he thought about what one of their practices must have been like. His little brother Joey drumming with them to perfect their timing, while Gowri had been at work with his dad. Oh, yeah. He remembered the time he had just come home in time to find Lena in the kitchen with Joey and Lena sharing a drink. The two of them had worked up quite a sweat. Zelos had excused himself and left to clean up after a brief hello. Joey. Joey had been witness to their dancing. Gowri hoped that had been all. That had been enough. When he'd asked Lena what was up, he'd answered glibly, "That's a secret," and laughed. She might as well have stabbed him through the heart with the knife she was using to peel an apple. He gritted his teeth and plucked out the bass line with renewed fervor. The piece was nearly done, thank the gods. The final words were sung in husky voices, and the pair drew together for one last dance. Gowri felt the hair on his arms rise with his ire. How many times had Zelos kissed Lena in the past? She'd seen him naked. They never said exactly what had gone on that time Lena was showering at the beach house and Zelos had intruded. Or had he? Maybe it had been Gowri who'd been intruding. Gowri set his jaw and tried to concentrate on his playing. Lena told him Zelos wasn't special, hadn't she? It was just a spirited performance they were putting on, right? The guy was a good dancer, and Lena liked to dance. Zelos was dating other girls now. Maybe. Well, remember, it's just an act. Gowri had curbed his jealousy, pounded it into the floor, and stomped it to the gritty dirt. Then came the finale. Zelos lifted Lena as if she were a doll, then held her overhead a moment. Slowly, he let her slender body slide down his chest until they were nose to nose and her legs were wrapped around his waist. The crowd went wild. Zelgadas moved like lightning the moment his fine-tuned hearing caught the jangle of misplaced strings and the twang of an overwrought one, followed by the crazy boing of a broken spring. He had carefully set aside his fender before diving for Gowrie's bass, which was about to fall from the big guy's shoulder. The bass he quickly deposited safely, and then jumped between Gowrie and the unfortunate pair. "Don't," Zell hissed at Gowrie, pushing his shoulder away with all his strength. "Get out of here." In a leap and a bound, the lithe young man with the wiry lavender hair grabbed the microphone and shouted amid excited screams and frenzied hollers from the wild crowd, "Break. Take 15 and we'll be back for the second half." Zelgadas practically dragged Gowrie backstage, followed immediately by Philia and Amelia. Val snagged onto Zelos and murmured, "You shouldn't have done that. It was hot, but you took it too far. Gowrie's frothing at the mouth and we got another set to go." Lena overheard that, and her face reddened, but not with shame. She was angry. Gowrie whirled around the moment Zelos stepped backstage, and then grabbed the smaller guy by his collar, yanking him to his toes. "Don't you ever try a dirty trick like that on Lena again, or I will." His threat was never uttered, because at that moment, Lena stormed backstage. She blew up. How dare Gowrie screw up on stage? "So, you had trouble with that? We're a band. We entertain the audience. That got them all stirred up, and that's what it was for. What did you think was going on, huh?" Gowrie was attempting to leash in his emotions, but it was a losing battle.
"He had his hands all over you, Lena."
"Yeah? Well, he would have dropped me if he hadn't. And so what? It's my body, not yours. And if I want to have wild, sweaty sex with him, or you, or him," she yelled, pointing at Zelos, Gowrie, and lastly in the direction of both Val and Zell, "I damn well will. Got that? No one owns me. I'm not anybody's property. I don't answer to anyone. Got that? I do what I please, and if you don't like it, if you can't trust my judgment, then too bad. Live with it. Puke your guts up if you have to, but never, never blow it on stage." Lena flung a towel over her neck and stomped off. She grabbed Amelia's arm and said calmly, "I'm dying for a can of soda. Help me find something, will ya?"
"Yes, Miss Lena,"
Amelia gasped, and hurried to keep up with the girl she considered to be her best friend. Zelos raised a finger to call after her, and stopped when he felt the sizzle of a scorching glare shot from Zelgadas. He had wanted to follow up on that wild, sweaty sex lead, but thought better of it in retrospect.
"Miss Lena, you didn't really mean that," Amelia gasped.
"I sure as hell did," Lena snapped back. "I call all the shots around here, and absolutely no one will ever possess me." Amelia agreed emphatically.
"Of course not. Me either. But that wasn't the part I meant."
She dropped her voice and covered her mouth with her hand.
"You aren't going to, you know, sleep with one of your friends?"
Whether or not Lena heard Amelia, she didn't answer. She was lost in the crowd around the concession booth, demanding a cold soda now. Now Gowrie felt very bad about the incident. He was not a dumb guy. He had intellectual depth, but sometimes this was confused with stupidity because he was not quick-witted. He was slow and contemplative. Ask him a question, and he might take a moment to consider his answer before opening his mouth. His friends had learned to respect the young man's thoughtful responses. Gowrie might not say much, but what he did say was worth listening to, and showed careful consideration. That's why he felt so bad about what had happened. He had let his emotions take over. It wasn't that he didn't like Zelos either. He admired the glib and articulate guy who was not afraid to go for what he wanted, despite the lack of encouragement. At least, Gowri didn't think Lena was interested in a romantic relationship with Zelos. But maybe she was and couldn't admit it to herself? That thought didn't bring Gowri any cheer either. Right now, nothing did. He had become seriously jealous and let it show, but had tried to disguise it as concern for Lena. Or at least, he was afraid that that was what she thought. He'd really messed up. Val, of all people, concerned himself with young Joey. He steered Joey away from the excitement and flooded his brain with a combination of praise, curiosity, "Doesn't it hurt like hell to have that lip stud?" and sudden changes of topic. "Awesome, dude! You must have practiced lots, huh? Notice how much better it sounds with that new kit of his? Bigger bass drum, for one, and the entire cymbal section is different. Yeah, that one's brighter sounding," Val was saying. So the Zelos-Lena-Gowri interaction mostly passed by Joey, which was a good thing, considering that Gowri was his much-admired big brother, and Lena his big brother's girlfriend. Well, that's what he thought. And Zelos his idol. Soon, Zelgadas and Gowri joined them. Gowri seemed numb, but with a prompt from Zell, congratulated his little brother for doing a good job. "Yeah, it was so cool! I can see why you want to do this!" Joey cried out to Gowri. "I can't wait for the next set to do it again! Think Zelos will let me do more?" Gowri shook his head and walked away. Lena. Yes, she would insist that they do it again tonight. Better go replace that string he broke. Zell and Val exchanged meaningful looks. In a millisecond, Val agreed to watch Gowri and Zelos, who was now chatting happily away with Joey, while Zell accepted his duty to go check on Lena. Philia and Silphiel, unsure which way to turn, had joined Amelia. Zell located Lena using his heat sensors. She was explosive. She did seem to cool a few degrees under his frosty glare, however. "You tell them to assemble." "Assemble? As in the troops?" he asked acidly. "Yes. I'm going to lay down the rules for the band from here on out. They can take him or leave him. That's it." "Fine, Lena. But don't forget that Gowri's younger brother is here, and he's clueless about what transpired." "Then you take him for a 5-minute walk for air and water as soon as everyone is assembled. I did hear you the first time." He raked over her face with another cool look, and then added, "He's feeling very bad right now. I just think you should know." Zell was torn. He loved Gowri as the great guy he was, and Zelos like a brother. He knew Gowri's heart and Zelos's soul. He couldn't take sides against or for either one. Who? Which one? Gowri. Who else? But then Zell left it at that. Both guys were his friends. He sighed and returned to backstage, checking his watch. He located everyone, and as Lena entered the arena like a general, he withdrew, pulling Joey along beside him. "You need water, or you'll pass out from dehydration. Come with me." Lena stood in front of the remaining slayers. She cleared her throat, then began her tirade. It consisted mostly of "my way or the highway" type phrases. Her eyes met Amelia's, who smiled weakly and held up two fingers. 2 minutes until they go back on. "Okay, listen. This band, my friends, mean everything to me. I don't want any of you to leave. I don't want the band to break up or change at all, but I can't feel like I gotta tiptoe around your feelings all the time. I got feelings too, you know that? I won't be part of any of you hurting each other. We have experienced tragedy together. We share dark secrets. We cannot harbor hatred. We just cannot. It will tear us apart. So, finish the gig tonight like the pros we always have been, through thick and through thin. And then, think some.
We got weeks of work ahead of us. Then we do the CDs, then the musical. We're gonna be working close. Think about it. Can you do it? Can you do it and not kill one another? You got all week to think about it. If you can't, if you want to split, tell me. If I gotta find a replacement, then tell me soon. It would be really hard and awful, and I really, really don't want to do that. But I will if it preserves the rest of the band. Now, that's all I'm gonna say, because Zell and Joey are coming back, and we got a job to finish tonight. Okay, can we do this? Gowrie nodded, as did Zelos and Val, Philia and Amelia and Silphiel. They were quiet, but they agreed. The second set seemed longer. Maybe that was because their spirits were a bit low. They still put on a solid show. Zelos was less smiley, Amelia less cheerful, and Lena a bit less exuberant. But that could have been because they were a little tired as well. Joey gave it his best shot and filled in for Zelos just fine. Gowrie decided he could be proud of his little brother for honoring his agreement, and attempted to disregard Zelos and Lena's dancing. Then the song was over, and they moved on to the next song, as if nothing happened. But something had. A rift had opened up in the close-knit group. Would anything draw them together again? Or would it only widen further, causing the band to simply unravel and fall apart? Consideration. Decisions. It took a few days for Lena's words to sink in. I call the shots. Stay or leave. The Slayers were on the cusp of stardom, but could they survive long enough to see that brilliant future? Well, Amelia would stick with Lena regardless. She called and told her so that very night.
I'm sure everyone wants to go on. Mr. Gowrie and Mr. Zelos just have to work things out and can do it. I just know they can.
Lena wasn't so sure. Zelgadas also made it clear the next day that he would remain the lead guitarist until Lena kicked him out. I never thought we'd do so well as a band, but now I do what I do, which is pretty much whatever you tell me to. Pretty much for as long as you say to. All right? Anything else you want from me? A blood bond? He asked with a smirk. Already got that. Long time ago in the treehouse, remember? She grinned. He blushed slightly. Of course, but that wasn't really... Yeah, sure. After I pulled that huge sliver of wood out of your pinky, you rubbed the blood, all 2 drops of it, onto my skinned knee and said...
I know what I said, he interrupted her.
That was some embarrassing stuff.
It was a big splinter, wasn't it?
Her voice softened. Poor Zell. He was a softie. Once.
Yeah, it was really big.
He raised his luminous eyes and looked into hers, thankful for her sensitivity, for once. He still was a softie, deep inside.
Has anyone told you they wanted to quit?
No, she said, shaking her head. But I've only spoken to you and Amelia so far. He placed a hand on her shoulder in one of his rare, but becoming less so all the time, caring gestures.
They'll all come around. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Lena sighed, and they parted. Philia and Silphiel assured her that they wanted only to sing, as long as the rest of the band was there to play the music.
Lena, you know we're with you as long as the rest of the guys are too. I mean, there's no band without the guys, right? So, are they all on board yet?
Philia asked. Only Zell so far. And Amelia, of course. But you already knew that.
Oh, Lena, they'll all stay with the band. I mean, they really don't have much else to do anyway. They're just guys, you know? They don't know how to do emotional stuff,
Silphiel asserted. Philia snorted. What about Zelos? He's all about emotions. He just sucks those evil ones out of me and grows stronger by the day. I know it. And Zell, Mr. I Feel Nothing, my Seafeed, he's able to talk to his Lena just fine when it comes to certain emotional issues. Lena shot her a warning look. Philia was sure Zell was in love with Lena still, and never let Lena forget it. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. You know, Zell asked Amelia out for her very first date.
What?
This was news to both Philia and Silphiel. Amelia had kept this wonderful news to herself and told Lena? On her birthday? Yeah, Lena said smugly. So I guess old Zell does care about others, including the band that much. Like I said.
Oh my gods! Silphiel squealed with delight. Now we can't give her a gift because she's only gotten the only thing she ever wanted.
Oh, we can, Philia smiled slyly. We can buy Miss Amelia some sexy lingerie.
Oh, Philia!
Silphiel wailed and laughed. I'm sorry I said anything, Lena muttered. And for Zell's sake, she truly was. Val took Lena out to dinner one evening and had a heart-to-heart talk. Music was his life now. The Slayers, his family. He wouldn't be the one to tear up the family. I got everything I got because of you and all, he began. I won't give it up, and I won't let anyone else screw it up either. Val tossed back his Coke and slammed his empty glass on the table. Val, thanks, but everyone needs to make up their own minds about this. I don't want to run the show if the show's not meant to go on. Get what I'm saying? No coercion. Yeah, I got it. It just pisses me off that someone might... He stood up. Want a refill? Yeah, thanks. Root beer. When he finally returned, Lena continued. Val, if someone wants out, then it's for the best. It's meant to be. I know. I feel like we're a family too, but, you know, sometimes too much family is, well, too much. Then you gotta break out and go your own way. Lena munched on her pizza crust thoughtfully. So, does that mean someone has already said they're leaving? Val said in a strangled voice. That was a hard thing for him to accept, regardless of Lena's apparent cool acknowledgement of the possibility. Nope, not yet, but... She looked up and met his eyes. I haven't heard from either Gowrie or Zelos yet. Oh, Val scowled. I could talk to him both. Not harsh, Lena. But get him to see that there's other ways to make it all work. Lena shook her head. No... Damn it, Val, I meant what I said. Let them think it through. I want them to come to that realization all by themselves. Got that? Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, boss. He smirked at her from across the table. Funny. You think so? Well, not as funny as the way you look with that sauce on your nose. Like one humongous bleeding zit. He chuckled. Then, before she could react, he wiped it off with his thumb. Don't get all worked up about it. She was irked at his nerve to touch her person like that, but then understood what he was saying with his next words. You're right. They'll all come through in the end. Damn straight, she said, then muttered, I hope anyway. That left Zelos and Gowrie to talk with Lena. Gowrie dealt with his demons alone for several days. He knew his heart was with Lena, and that he would stay with her forever. But could he, if she felt more for someone else? Could he stand to see Lena practically every day, knowing she liked someone else, and not just any someone, Zelos? But Lena had assured him she wasn't interested in having a boyfriend. So what was Zelos to her? He was mad. He wanted to be loyal. He had joined the band from the start as a lark,
but now it had become an important part of his life. Zelgaris and Val he considered to be his closest friends. Leaving the band would mean abandoning them. That just wasn't in Gowrie's code of honor. They were a team. They had fought side by side for their lives. For Lena. Zelos, too. He even liked Zelos as a person. He was an odd guy, but funny. If it wasn't for Lena, they'd be better friends, probably. But Zelos was crazy about Lena. Relentless, driven about it, in fact. Yes, Gowrie was jealous. But would he let that drive him out of the band? No. He decided that he would trust Lena. He would respect her feelings and live with them, regardless. He would also make his feelings toward her more apparent. Give her a clear-cut choice. While at the same time not antagonizing Zelos, purposely. If anyone was going to have to leave the band, it would have to be Zelos. He was the weak link, Gowrie supposed. With that in mind, he called on Lena to tell her that he would remain in the band, by her side on her conditions, for as long as she wanted. She had his word. "Well, it took you long enough to tell me," she shot back. He was standing outside her house, on his way back from working on Kiki's place, which was nearly done.
"I know, and I'm, sorry. I just had to think about everything. I had to know that I could be okay seeing you with him like that and not do something
stupid? Is that the word you were about to say? Yeah? And so you think you can muster enough self-control in the future not to bust up your strings or your axe every time he and I do that song?
It's not just that song, Lena. But yeah, I trust you to do what's right. And I'll just
be a professional bassist, the best there is? She smiled up at him, and his heart swelled.
Sure, Lena. I'll do what it takes to make the band the best for you. I'll always be there, you know, if you need me.
He blinked and hoped she took it the right way and didn't clobber him. Good, 'cause we're more than just a band, Gowrie. We're a family. Tight, you know? I can't deal with you guys fighting. So the new rules include professional behavior during practices, on the road, and gigs. And most importantly, no romance. I don't want to risk the band like that ever again. Got that? He nodded violently.
But that don't mean I can't take you to get some cheesecake. Sometimes, you know, when you want to.
Her eyes narrowed. Like now? Or are you just baiting me here?
Wanna go now? Yeah, I got the truck and all. I sure could use something myself. Did I tell you about the flooring problem I got solved?
Lena chuckled. No, but you can over that cheesecake. Come on, let's get out of here. Zelos considered his position carefully. He had done nothing wrong, per se, but he was perfectly aware just how mad he'd made Gowrie, and worse, that it had been intentional. He had meant to show everyone that he laid claim to Lena, that he had won her heart in some way. But he hadn't thought Gowrie would react so violently, or that it might compromise the band. If the band broke up, then he would be blamed, he was certain. Lena would never forgive him for that. He should quit then, and let them find a replacement. Shit, he'd been training one for months now. Joey could fill in well enough. It wasn't as if he were a musician or anything. What if his quitting somehow became the cause for the band's breakup? Would Zelgaris or Val also quit? No, he decided. They wouldn't leave Lena in a lurch like that. Only he would, huh?
Oh, what should he do?
What did he want to do? That was simple, at least. He wanted to please Lena. Well, then what would please Miss Lena? He thought about that long and hard. Then he picked up the phone and called.
Luna?
Yes, it's Zelos. Is Lena in and available? I mean, to talk? Yeah, I'll hold. Thanks. A few minutes later, Lena picked up. Zelos, what's up?
I need to talk to you. About the band and all. Can I come over?
She hesitated, then answered, not now. I don't think so. But we can talk on the phone, okay? No, it was not. But what choice did he have?
I'd rather do this face to face. I have a hard time reading people over the phone.
Zelos sighed when she did not answer. I'll do my best then. It's about the band and what you said and what I should do.
Lena swallowed. This did not sound good.
Go on.
I'm not sure.
He paused. He was having a difficult time.
If only I could see your face and know how you were reacting.
But she didn't respond.
I want to do what's best. Best for the band and for you. If you think everything would go smoothly and happy and better, I'll quit. Joey's doing great. He'll work hard and do in a pinch until you find someone who you like better.
He had to stop. He could hardly get a sound out of his throat. It had tightened so much. He was leaking tears, and he knew he was seconds away from breaking down and just sobbing. Maybe this was why Lena didn't want him to come over. Yeah, better this way. Zelos, are you still there? Lena's voice sounded a million miles away.
Yes, I was. Gods, Lena, this isn't easy. I love playing in the band. I love everyone. I love you.
Whoops, he hadn't meant to say that. Oh well, he couldn't take it back now. So he just plowed on ahead.
But I'd leave it all to make peace. If that's what it takes. If that's what you think. I don't want to be the one to cause the band to break up.
They all want to stay in the band, Lena said, even before your answer.
That's good. Great, Lena. I'm glad. Deep down, I want to stay.
Then he decided to throw all his cards on the table.
Lately, I've been so happy, you know. Happy to be the real me. Not to hide my feelings or my personality anymore. But I can see that I was being selfish. I was thinking about me, and that created a problem for you. And I don't want that. Not at all. Lena, I can't change how I feel about you. But I can pretend. I can go back to what I was and disguise my feelings. I'd do that and stay in the band and not cause you any more trouble. And everyone will be happy, and the band will stick together, and... Would that make you happy, Lena? I just need to know. I don't know what else to do. Lena, tell me. Just tell me, what should I do?
He could hear her sigh. Man, he was so over the top sometimes, Lena thought to herself. Oh, cripes, Zelos, stay in the band. Joey's not a bit the musician you are. Not that you haven't done a good job teaching him and all, but you've got years of experience over him. And I don't want, that is, expect you to hide your true self behind some smiley fruitcake mask. What I do want and will expect you to do is what I demand from everyone, and that's professionalism. We stick together. We're family. We treat one another with respect and thoughtfulness. And most importantly, while we're working, on the road, or at practice, no romance crap. Got that?
Zelos gasped audibly. You want me to stay and continue to play the drums?
And do this musical, and be part of our Slayers family, and be my friend. Yes, of course, you nutcase. I've put too much of myself into this to give up on it now. And without you, or Zell, or any of the others, even Silphiel, it wouldn't be the Slayers. It would be done for. Over. So you'd better not try to weasel your way out of your commitment now, Buster.
Oh no, I'd never.
Zelos was at a loss for words to express his relief.
Good. Glad that's over. Listen, I gotta get off the phone. I'm wrinkling up like a prune in the tub as it is. You okay now?
Tub? Bathing?
He couldn't come over because she was taking a bath?
Oh. Oh.
Oh my. Lena in the bath? Nude? Zelos!
Lena, yes, I'm fine. I'm happy and everything, he gasped.
Gods, Zelos. I was afraid you'd gone off and cut your wrists or something, she growled.
Oh no, not me. I'm beyond all that. I'm just relieved and happy to put this all behind me. Just one more thing.
Make it snappy.
Might that be a bubble bath?
The phone was silent on her side. And then she growled, Zelos?
Sorry, never mind. Just joking, you know?
He laughed. I'll let you go now. Bye, and, thanks. She had already hung up.